changes now, Josh? The training camp is officially over from your perspective. Or is it change related?
They don't have to sleep in the hotel. That's, you know, what they're happiest about. But this is about the time of the year that you break, you know, anyway, right before the second preseason game or shortly thereafter. So, you know, I commend them on the way they approached training camp and worked, and they deserve to, you know, call it an end yesterday. And, you know, we still come out here and had a normal day today, you know, and then, you know, our weekend trip is going to be just like it would be for games. So we'll start next week into a regular season game mode, and that, I think, is the important thing now, is to start getting them to understand what's going to happen on a Wednesday, a Thursday, a Friday during the course of the season. And that's why we chose to break camp now.
It's Josh, to start, but 17 days in, you know, of work, how would you evaluate? You guys get a lot done? You get what you wanted done?
You know, I mean, you're always looking for ways to improve, but I think our team knows how we want to play and works very hard at, you know, at the things we want them to work at every day. And they were very physical. I mean, we had four practices where we weren't in pads out of 26 or 25, whatever the number was. So never complained, understand how hard we want to work and the way we want to play, and I think that's what we really wanted to get out of it. There's a lot of things, obviously, we can fix and improve from the first preseason game, but, you know, they've got the hang of it.
Is everything on schedule for you? I mean, as far as coaching, you know, now that you get this one hurdle, this whole group of training camps over, is everything on schedule for you? What you want to get done? Is everything accomplished so far that you need to get cleaned
up? Well, we haven't accomplished anything. I mean, we've worked hard to try to get better, and that's the schedule we're on. And if we ever feel like that schedule stops, we're going to be in trouble. So, I mean, we have to try to get better every day. We've got a younger football team. We've got a newer group of people that are together. So, you know, hopefully our expectations are that we can continue to improve the entire year. And I don't think we're going to see our peak for a while here. So, you know, every day is a day we have a chance to get better, and that's what we're approaching it as.
Is Prater okay?
Yeah, he's fine.
He'll be all right. Excused or?
Yeah, he'll be all right, yep. Wasn't anything big with Prate, and
so he's gonna
he'll be on the trip. Yeah.
What about guys Marshall? Brian Dawkins, Brandon Marshall? Are they gonna play on Saturday?
Again, well, we haven't sat down. We're gonna sit down here in a little bit and talk about, you know, how long we're gonna play whom and how that is all gonna factor out. But certainly, you know, everybody out here on the practice field is just trying to get ready to go and play in a game, and we're looking forward to that too.
The way Peyton Hillis plays the game, I imagine any coach likes the way it is. It just seems like it's beyond 100%.
Yeah,
he did that every time.
He could. Yeah, he's the kind of guy that plays the way, you know, he's kind of an older school type of guy, you know, in terms of being hard-nosed. Everything he does is that way, you're right. And you know, physical fits him, tough fits him, plays smart, plays a lot of different positions on our team. He's got very versatile skills, so those are the things we look for in all our players. And Peyton, you know, Peyton seems to be one of the few that all comes naturally to him. You know, that's just the way he is, and is a great guy to have on your team, great teammate, and we're fortunate to be able to have him on our team.
Two more questions.
Josh, how do you think Kyle's handled this week? You know, obviously he had the tough game.
He didn't have a tough game. He made a couple bad decisions. But he's
handled this week.
He got better every day. Had a heck of a practice yesterday, and you know, continues to get better every day. That's the way Kyle is, and Chris has done the same thing. So, you know, neither one of them is where I want them to be, you know, ultimately. And that's a process that doesn't happen in 2 weeks. It's going to happen over time, and they're no different than any other player on our team. They got to get better just like they do. So,
Coach, what's it like playing quarterback for your father?
It's tough. He sets the bar higher, you know, than maybe some other coaches would for you. But those expectations are probably the way it should be for somebody who knows you like to back your hand. So it was a great experience to play for my father. I know some people look at that and frown upon it, but it was something I learned a lot about and learned a lot from it, and cherish it, and it's made me a lot better person, a lot better player when I was younger, having to deal with that every day at the dinner table.
Cool. Thanks,
yep,
guys.
You got it.